CBA Mobile.
Park U Mobile. Can't stay long on the way to schoolhouse.
Bell? So, well, at least it looks like the rain slacked up. Boy, when I started out this morning, it was really coming down.
It's been kind of on and off. I had to go this morning was out for a annual see if you're alive type thing, you know. Got that over with. And then some other stuff at the house, and that's about it. Now we're progressing to the school this afternoon. It's going to be I got to be there at 11:21, so I got maybe just a couple of minutes to get in.
And all over the place. I went up to George Coleman Ford, picked up a part from my daughter's car and door lock actuator. And then I went to Upstate Pharmacy, which is the one we get to is in Memorial Hospital, and picked up a prescription. And so I decided I was going to treat myself to a smoothie, so I just went to Smoothie King.
Going around there. Let me turn right here because I missed one. I'm not paying attention to the lady there in the garment box. Well, I hate to run. I better go ahead and sign so I can get inside, fly inside, and all that good stuff. So, appreciate the short chat. AC4Q. Bubble.
All right. Well, if I understood you correctly, you had to run. You got to run, so. But anyway, 73s, and have a good day, man. And we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA Mobile.
It runs so fast. AC4Q, clear at the school. Yes?
Thank you, KB4CBA. How are you, Bill?
Hope you are. No, I was listening to you talk yesterday. You were out on the road a lot. I had the radio on. I just couldn't get over there to chat much, but sound like you were busy yesterday.
Yeah, fairly busy. And I played, believe it or not, 5 hours of tennis yesterday. And today I'm... that guy just turned right in front of me. I've got to work on the disposal. One of the blades is loose, and it's getting swung around, hitting the side of the interior wall of the disposal, and it sounds like the whole thing's coming apart. It's really not that bad, but it sounds awful. And I got a door lock actuator to put on my daughter's car. So I guess my afternoon is planned for me.
Welcome to the retirement world. How'd you have time to do all that before you stopped working full time? Well, I'm sure you get all that done. Well, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so I need to get my wife something. I always know what to get because she gives me a list. So. May not be the most romantic thing, but she gets what she wants, over.
Get her something she wants and something she doesn't want. I ordered my wife's gift on January 24th. I called them a few days ago, and they said it was in processing. I'm not sure what that means. But evidently it hadn't even shipped. So I have a strange feeling that she's not going to get it tomorrow. But I did get her a card. And she knows the gift is coming in the mail because she saw it on PayPal, but she doesn't know what it is.
Well, it's about the same as mine. Except mine will get it tomorrow. That's kind of disappointing. Obviously, you say PayPal, but must not have been on Amazon Prime. And, well, I know she'll appreciate it whenever she gets it. I'm headed over for it. By way of me doing some shopping for Lane, I'm headed over to Animal Care. The activity we normally have on Tuesday at 10:30 got rained out, so I postponed today at 10:30. Well, it got rained out again. But the rain is supposed to pretty much stop by like 1 or 2 o'clock. So I'm going to go over there and walk some of these dogs. They're probably going crazy. All this rain, they just don't get out very much. So I'll do that this afternoon. Feel sorry for those little critters. Ooh, and I brought my boots because that area is going to just be soaked. So I brought some boots that I'm going to put on once I get there. Anyway, 5 hours of tennis, that's pretty good. You got to be in really good shape.
I'm hurting real bad. But anyway, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And it wasn't in a row. I played 2 hours, and then I had a 2-hour break, and then I played 3 hours. And then we were done about 7:30. So, and no tennis tonight. Got an orchestra rehearsal, and then I'm going to go to a tennis clinic Friday morning at 9 o'clock. So, if it's raining, it's going to be in the bubble, so I don't have to worry about it.
It seems like tomorrow is supposed to clear up some. Maybe the weekend, then get colder. Well, you got a busy day planned. I probably won't get home till about 4 o'clock. I don't know, maybe after that. I've been trying to learn this version 2 logging software that I got it log4om. Boy, it's really good. It's like almost a rewrite. Now you can tell that it is log4om if you use version 1, but it's, my goodness, it's different. So I'm having to go through there and learn it. But they just tell you they have 150 pages of instructions, but it's just enough to get you to actually get you going. You go in detail, you got to kind of play with it to find out how to use it. I can't imagine people writing those programs. So I'll be doing that today. Tonight I'll probably get into a half an hour teletype sprint. I haven't been doing much in the way of contesting at all. Just been too busy. And I don't know. You probably know. Phil and I went to Florida last week to the Orlando Ham Fest. That was fun. So I'm actually still catching up from that. I think next Thursday is SCDXA. That should be a good one. Hopefully, you can make that one. M4AQ.
Well, I made the skip orchestra practice next week and come to the DX meeting. Yeah, I've never been to Orlando, so it's a pretty big, is it a pretty good size ham fest?
It's probably the second largest one next to Daytona. It's definitely a good one. I've been to it, four times out of the last 5 years. Just a minute. And my brother, younger brother, WN4GM, he lives in Apopka, just outside of Orlando, so we always go visit him. That's another reason for going down there. But Phil went with me, and we stayed at a motel. So it's a good one. I probably will not go next year, though. And I just take a break, I think. Over.
I talked the wife into it, and she can go shopping, and I'll go to the ham fest.
If you want something, they'll have it. Of course, they got a lot of junk, too. A lot of people bring a bunch of junk, but they have all the major vendors there. I always enjoy looking at the radios. I went to Daytona a year before last. I like that one too, but I would rather go south in February, actually, than go to Dayton. The weather was really nice down there when we were there. And when I got back, it was like 42 degrees and windy and damp and cold. And when I left Florida about 8 hours earlier, it was bright, sunshiny, clear skies, about 77 degrees. What a change.
Yeah, that almost gives your body a shock. Oh, me, I tell you. All right, well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I guess I'm going to jump on this disposal and see what kind of trouble I can get into. And so here goes nothing. I've never worked on one, but I'm getting ready to find out.
That's the way you learn, that's for sure. You get in there and do it. Then when you get stuck, you go watch YouTube. I had to do that the other day when I worked on my car. Well, I tell you what, you can about find anything on there, how to do it. All right, you have a good day. Good luck on your disposal. We've got one, but it just sits there. Probably about 10 years ago, Lane said, I want to have one. He got it. It probably got used about 10 times. It just sits there. Oh, well. 73's to you. N4IQ.
Well, my wife uses hers a lot, so she said I could fix it or get her a new one, so I'll lose the price of the new one, and I decided to just fix it. Saved me about $300. All right, 73s, and I'll talk to you later, Bill. N4IQ, KB4, CBA, clear.
Somebody trying to get in is N4IQ. Maybe.
Zulu 4, Mike.
Kilo Zulu 4, Mike, and 4IQ.
Hello, how are you doing this morning?
Not much morning left, though. I'm over here near Haywood Mall. Although I'm not going there, I got to go on Haywood Street here. I'm on 385 right now. So where are you going, and what you been up to?
Left Haygood Mill, I'm coming back off the mountain. Probably going to stop by and see Mr. Ricky over here in Slater and just waste time. The other half is working today and tonight, so I'm just trying to stay dry.
A little bit later, I'm going to go over to Animal Care and try to spend some time over there. I tell you, it's been so wet. Poor animals just can't get outside. Poor doggies. I'm hoping, though, that the rain will stop for a while. But in the meantime, I'm going to pick up something for Valentine's Day tomorrow.
What you buying me? You give me a Valentine, heck, you wouldn't even snuggle with me when we were freezing to death in the cabin.
That's, you know.
I'm going to go by and pick up Mr. Gary, whiskey for Echo Yankee. He called me this morning, had vehicle problems, and was waiting for a tow truck. So I went by and picked him up and took him back to his house. So I'm just now coming off Table Rock.
That's too bad. That's not good news at all. Well, which place? Was he up at the cabin? I suppose that's where he was.
Echo Yankee, watch what you say.
Oh, we've already said it.
Go down the road.
Yep. A knight in shining armor today. Came and got me. I had some truck problems. I knew I had truck problems. I tried to milk them out for a couple of weeks before I could get them taken care of. It didn't work. Actually broke down on Wade Hampton and had to get the tow truck driver to come.
That's not good at all. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It happens. At least you had a knight in shining armor.
That crap. I'm going to have everybody calling me.
Landslot.
Forget it. The name used to be Sir Tequila. Sir Tequila Tom.
Sir, and call you Landslot.
You out purchasing there, Mr. Bill?
Again?
Have an idea of what you're going to purchase? Or are you window shopping?
The major category that I'm going to purchase, but the subcategory, I don't know.
Make us look bad. I had to have that nice long talk last night about, you know, a week ago I could have got you a dozen roses for $40. This week it's $110. Next week it'll be $40 again. You ain't getting no roses.
Hold on.
Diamonds or rubies?
To a kid's candy store. She could get diamonds and rubies.
No, but that kind of gives you an idea what I'm going to give her. My wife is a bookworm. And I will tell you one thing. At Barnes & Noble, that's across from Haywood Mall, they do not make parking slots or spaces compatible with expeditions. Over.
I went through one of the vehicle banking lanes at the BB&T in my Avalanche. It wasn't wide enough for the Avalanche. I ended up riding up on the brick, guard or whatever. I said, wait a minute, my car's wider than this.
I've been in a few situations like that with this car. It's not fun. Well, I'm here. I'm going to go inside, see if I can get a couple of these books that she wants. And then I got to get a card. So I think they have cards here. So I'll see if I can find a card while I'm at it. Anyway, you guys take it easy and enjoy this nice rain. I'll probably be out here in about half an hour or so. Maybe catch you then. 73 is everybody. N4AQ.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Mr. Bill, you be careful out here in the rain. KZ4M. Have you ever been by Ricky's?
Went there, not been inside, but was outside, and saw where he is, yeah.
Interior is a unique layout. It's pretty interesting. You have to go by and see him sometime and see the inside.
That'd be fine. Just tell him to throw a party and I'll show up.
To do it. You know, his wife is out of town for, what, 5 more weeks, so he's a batching it.
Put the TV up as loud as you want.
Wears his hearing aids at home while she's gone, but she went back to Abu Dhabi again, so she'll be there working for the next 2 months and then come back home again, be home for a couple months and probably leave again.
Guys, I don't know. The things they get away with.
No.
Into the house in town, pick up the puppies. If the rain holds off, we may end up going to a dog park. Let them wander around a bit, and then we'll come back up.
Okay, well, I'm probably going to stop by Ricky's for a few minutes and then go home and work on PowerPoint presentations for the wonderful two-day extravaganza we're going to be putting on next month.
That's you're inspiring me to do something, but maybe I won't. We'll see. But anyway, you have a great day. Say hi to Ricky and let him know there's always a chair for him in the classroom. 73, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Gary, be careful out there on the roads. KZ4M Mobile.
For the ride this morning, appreciate it. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Mobile.
Hey, Miss Mary, KZ4M Mobile.
Doing?
I'm about to destinate, but I don't get to talk to you very often, so I heard your voice and I had to chime in.
Well, I was without a radio there for a little bit because I took it out of my vehicle thinking I was fixing to sell it, and then the one I was purchasing turned out not to be what I would get, and so then I just left it out of the car until I got my new one. So I got ears again, and this morning I'm out peddling around taking a sick dog to the vet.
Hopefully he'll get better soon. Okay, what vehicle did you get?
I sold my 2006 Ford Escape with 205,000 miles on it and got me a Ford Explorer with 17,000 on it.
All right, good deal. Well, hopefully you will enjoy it and have it for many, many years to come. You have to crack the whip on Fred and make him work a little harder so you can pay it off sooner.
Roger that.
It's lovely talking to you. I hope everything goes okay with the dog. Sorry to hear about that. And I look forward to seeing you. I miss you. You tell Fred I said hello, and I will talk to you a little bit later. KZ4M
Mobile. KZ4M
Mobile,
this is N4MRY. I'm clear.